Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. University of Tennessee's Institute of Agriculture will involve UK ag researchers in a USDA grant for organic dairy production research. UK forage specialist Ray Smith says about 500,000 will come to UK for multidisciplinary research in the departments for animal and food science, ag economics, and plant and soil sciences.
There's about 30 organic dairies right now in Kentucky. That's expected to double in the next 5 years. And the organic dairy industry is a great opportunity, particularly for small, medium-sized dairies, to have added income because the price paid is higher than the traditional dairy market. Plus, the price is more stable. It's more of a contract price rather than going up and down with the market.
Smith says there are some information gaps in organic dairy production. This work will benefit current and potential organic producers.
One of the gaps with the organic dairies is getting good forage-based information that applies to them. And so that's a lot of this grant, both from the standpoint of the specific forages that are going to produce the most milk in a pasture-based system, but also in just the milk production, the herd health, other aspects like that.
In 2005, national sales of organic dairy products totaled just over $2 billion. In 2014, it reached over $5 billion in sales. We'll be right back.
Hey Wildcat fans, this is Coach Matthew Mitchell. Tis the season to entertain and enjoy the great food and camaraderie of this special time of year. Are you tired of the same old turkey each year? Consider expanding your holiday menu to include an easy-to-prepare, delicious beef roast. Add a twist to an old favorite by adding a savory rub or a new sauce to surprise and delight family and guests. For holiday roasting recipes, check out beefitswhatsfordinner.com, brought to you by Kentucky's Beef Farmers.
UK forage specialist Ray Smith says that UT-UK joint research project in organic dairy production will involve dairy specialist Jeff Bewley to quantify herd nutrition with organic inputs. The Ag Econ department will do work on economic potential. Smith says work has already begun in forage variety trials, which he feels will benefit organic and traditional producers.
That's one of the things I'm very excited about, is growing healthy pasture, whether it's an organic system that you can't spray a herbicide or whether it's a traditional beef cattle system or traditional dairy system, the management is very much the same. The forages that are best adapted are just the ones that are best adapted in Kentucky. And so I'm very confident that the information here will be relevant across the whole forage sector. 7 million acres of forage in Kentucky.
Smith says the joint project will cover the next 4 years. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.